Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it, and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, I'm on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday.
A special Snake Friday, T-Dog.
No! Yeah.
Yes.
It is a special Snake Friday, and we got a contestant named David from Tacoma who's going to play Beat Mix. David, are you there?
I am.
Now, David, if you don't know, Taryn lost a bet or a challenge. We tested her, and she failed. She has to hold a python, Obi, a snake that you're terrified of, while asking the question. So it's a special edition of Beat Mix.
Wow. Fight through this, Taryn.
I'm going to do my best, David.
So we have Kat and Alyssa from the Woodland Park Zoo. You can get check out the zoo, zoo.org. And they brought back Obi. And now, Taryn.
How do I hold him? Just with my hand?
Go with the hand. Oh, here we go. Here we go. It's happening.
Just whatever you do, just don't drop him. We like our jobs.
Oh, my God. Okay. Steve, get out of here.
Deep breaths. Are you sure you want me to leave?
Yes, you got to leave.
See you, Obi. Oh, Obi's sticking his tongue out.
For those playing at home, David has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who says to infinity and beyond?
Buzz Lightyear.
Correct. In the 12 Days of Christmas song, what kind of tree did the partridge come in?
Pear tree.
Correct. How many official wonders of the ancient world are there?
7.
Correct. What was the first music video played on MTV?
Video Killed the Radio Star.
That's right. How does a snake smell?
With their ears, their tongue.
Yes, their tongue, correct. What island country provided most of the settings for the Lord of the Rings movie?
England, Ireland.
No.
I don't know, pass.
Who does Pokey the Horse belong to?
Gumby.
Yes. In pool, what color is the four ball?
Purple.
Yes. What Midwest state is widely recognized as the birthplace of aviation?
Indiana?
No.
Iowa, Illinois.
No. What comedy band took its name from a sportscaster's catchphrase for good defense?
Comedy band?
Comedy band, yes.
Nickelback?
No. Since I'm holding Obi the Snake, Danny did the tallying for me. How did he do? I think he got, did he get 8?
Yep.
You got 8 correct, which is a fantastic score. Oh my God.
Can I give a shout out real quick?
Just sure.
Length on time. You got to hold the snake. The Black Horse Masonry out of Tacoma here. They're taking care of all our brickwork on this job today. So shout out to the guys and the gal on there.
Right now, Obi's tongue is on Taryn's shirt.
Yes. Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Are you going to still hold it?
Yes.
I don't want to put my blindfold on because I want to watch you ask the question.
Who says to infinity and beyond?
Buzz Lightyear.
Correct. In the 12 Days of Christmas song, what kind of tree did the partridge come in?
A snake tree.
No.
A pepperidge tree.
No.
A partridge tree.
No. How many official wonders of the ancient world are there?
There are 7.
There are. What was the first music video played on MTV?
Video Killed the Radio Star.
That is right. How does a snake smell?
With its tongue.
It does. What island country provided most of the settings for the Lord of the Rings movies?
It's coming right to your lips. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. What? Oh, what Australia.
No.
The Cayman Islands.
No.
Mercer Island.
No. Who does Pokey the Horse belong to?
Gumby.
Yes. In pool, what color is the four ball?
It started licking your arm. Green.
No.
Blue.
No.
Red.
No. What Midwest state is widely recognized as the birthplace of aviation?
Did you know Taryn's not even moving, though?
Music.
What?
What Midwest state is widely recognized
Illinois.
As the... No.
Pass.
What comedy band took its name from a sportscaster's catchphrase for good defense?
Tenacious D.
Correct. And Danny, what are the tabulations?
I'll be honest with you, I couldn't even get him. I'm
pretty sure Steve lost.
Steve lost.
Our friend scored 8. I don't know.
Nice job, my man.
Thank you. I think you were more distracted than Taryn, Steve.
I was rather entertained. It's worth the loss to be able to watch Taryn.
He's actually really nice.
He's very chill.
But when he starts looking at me, it freaks me out for a second.
I do like the parts where it gets like right up on your face and starts sticking its tongue out right at you.
Gosh.
Oh, look, there goes the tongue again.
We still talking about the snake?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Have you ever held a snake? Is it David?
Not on purpose, no.
Neither has Taryn.
Well, big thank you to Kat and Alyssa for coming by from the Woodland Park Zoo, helping me face my fears of snakes this week.
So, jury, what's the consensus? Are you now...
I mean, I'm frozen. I haven't moved in 7 minutes. But I feel like this is a very good step in the right direction.
I mean, it's got its body wrapped around your wrist.
I think he likes me.
How's it feel?
He's heavy.
Yeah.
You're doing great. Thank you so much for having us. We love having the opportunity to come and bring you our snake friends and help you face your fears. So
he just kissed my neck.
He did.
He's romantic.
How's Brad going to feel
so
about
sweet.
This?
The Daily
Migs Show. When was the last time you played hooky from work?
Wednesday.
It's going to be this Wednesday. We would love to see you with us at the Mariners game. We're taking on the Red Sox that day. So tell your boss you're not coming in on Wednesday, June 18th. You're going to go to T-Mobile Park and hang with us.
Discounted tickets.
You can get them at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Only 2 more sleeps until Father's Day. You guys all ready to celebrate?
I think so.
Yeah. I love working with 2 dads. And you guys have awesome daughters, one of which happens to be in the studio with us. And that is Danny's daughter, Lily.
Lily.
What up, Lily?
Hi.
What do you got planned for Pops on Father's Day?
We're going to go to the Mariners game.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, one time, didn't you guys end up on the field?
Yeah.
Hopefully that happens again.
Your dad's so cool, Lily.
It was funny because, like, she was like, oh, since you guys are both wearing, like, Mariners, like, stuff, you guys get to go on the field. But we had just bought my jersey, so, like, I had put it on. And if I hadn't, like, put it on, we wouldn't have gotten to go on the field. So it was, like, really cool.
So make sure you wear a Mariners jersey again, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome if you guys end up on the field.
Oh, for sure. Now, I know that Father's Day is really about gifting things to the dads, but we wanted to play a little game with Lily where we could gift something to her.
We heard that you are a big fan of shopping at Sephora.
Yes, I am.
So we figured we'd each chip in $20 and we'd get you a $60 gift card. $40 gift card. Sorry, I didn't run that by Danny. we just want to see how well do you know your dad. So we have come up with some facts about your father that we believe you don't know. And you have to guess if it's true or not. But some of them are not true.
Okay.
Are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
And if you do well, you win the gift card.
Okay.
All right.
And at Sephora, $60 can buy you like one thing.
Two, small. If it's like 25.
All right, Lily, first question. Your dad, Danny, loves to spray cologne in his mouth.
That is not true.
Wrong. He does.
What?
Have you never done it? He's told us, unless he's lying to us.
Apparently, I thought I've done it in front of you, Lily, because I use it as a mouthwash sometimes.
Do you think that's weird?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I agree with you.
You know what? You get a point because you agree with us and that it's kind of weird. All right, how about this one? True or false? Let me find a good one for you. Okay. Danny once wrote fan mail to all five of the Backstreet Boys, and only AJ replied.
That's not true.
You are right.
Yeah.
Now, he was a fan of the Backstreet Boys at one point.
Of course I was.
Okay.
She just rolled her eyes big time.
Do you even know any of the Backstreet Boys songs?
No.
Yeah.
Quit playing games with my heart. All right, Lily, another true false question about your dad, Danny. True or false? Danny has been in a hot air balloon.
That's true.
Nailed it.
Yeah. It's Albuquerque.
That's the thing. Have you been in one?
No. Oh.
Not everyone from Albuquerque has been in a hot air balloon, Steve.
I don't know. I thought that was like how you... Isn't that how you commute? Like in New York, it'd be weird if you've never been on a bus or a train. I thought in Albuquerque, that's just how you got around town. Apparently not.
No.
All right, how about this one? Danny once ended a friendship because the friend didn't wish him a happy birthday on Facebook.
That's not true.
Wrong.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah. I'm very petty, Lily.
He was salty about that
I was
that
very
one.
Upset about the fact that he did not remember my birthday.
So just remember to wish him a happy Father's Day on Facebook. Otherwise, you might not have dad around. He's going to...
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
that turned into a weird Everclear song. My apologies. My apologies.
Lily, next question about your dad, Danny. Your dad, Danny, once wore a diaper and dressed as Cupid for a radio stunt back in New Mexico. Is that true or false?
That's true.
Now,
I've seen pictures.
You have? How do you feel about that?
I don't know.
Should we redo it here?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Thanks, daughter.
Yeah, of course.
Well, in the other room, we do have some diapers of the adult variety.
Oh, God.
And a sash.
And a quiver of arrows.
All right, how about one more? Danny was once banned from a zoo for trying to play catch with the monkeys.
That's false.
That is correct. You know what? If she doesn't know her dad on some of them, at least she agrees with us that her dad is kind of strange in certain situations, like spraying a cologne in his mouth.
Yeah, that's weird.
Wearing diapers.
Thank you.
Well, happy Father's Day, Danny.
Oh, thank you.
But more importantly, congratulations. You won yourself a Sephora
Yay.
Gift card.
Shopping spree.
For like two things.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If you can prove that to us, we're going to hook you up with tickets to the Layne Staley Tribute. And that is happening at the Neptune Theater on August 23rd. Call now, 206-803-ROCK. And we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to the Layne Staley tribute featuring Jar of Flies. They are a phenomenal Alice in Chains tribute band from right here in the PNW.
Hell yeah.
And the show is happening at the Neptune Theater on Saturday, August 23rd. We've got Alan from Seattle as our contestant this morning. What's up, Alan?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great, my man. How about you?
Not too bad. Just working.
All right. Well, we're going to spin this wheel and see who you're playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
All right, the wheels are spinning. Who's it going to land on? It's currently on T-Dog. It's back on me. Will it stay on me? I think it might. Yes, indeed. It's you and me, Alan.
All right, let's do it.
That's Wendy's tickets. All right,
Alan, here is your clip.
Oh.
Play it again, sorry. I need help, Steve.
Oh, I got you, man, because I think this is perfect timing. I feel like we might have a theme going on because there's a certain day that's happening on Sunday, which is?
Father's Day.
Okay, now there's a band that wrote a song about the not-so-best dad. And
Father of Mine, Everclear?
Bam! Perfect song for Father's Day, Danny. Daddy gave me his name.
And he walked away.
This is a great song.
It really is.
All right, Alan, we're one down, one to go. Danny, let's hear the clip for Migs.
Man, there's definitely a theme of bad dads. That one. Okay, I do love the cover by Ugly Kid Joe, but that's the original. Oh, crap. I know it's Cats in the Cradle. Who the hell's... Do you have a hint for me?
I think it's two guys. No. Okay.
I know the first name is Harry. Yeah. And now I got to think of the last name.
No, I don't have it.
Harry.
I think I know the last name because I think one time I mispronounced it and Joe Dredd called or texted the radio station to let me know that I had mispronounced it.
Uh-huh.
It rhymes with Schmapen.
Oh, Schmapen. Harry. I always thought it was Chapin. Is it Harry Chapin?
I think it's Chapin.
Harry Chapin. Okay.
Or maybe I just said it wrong twice now.
You guys are terrible at this.
Who cares? We're good enough to win Alan these tickets, though, baby. Congratulations, my man.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it, man. You're going to go see Alice in Chains tribute show, which is going to be a great time.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Now, do you remember, you heard now the original, but the cover
I don't remember the cover.
Do you remember Ugly Kid Joe?
Of course.
I Hate Everything About You, apparently including their dad. Oh. Shout out to our brother Mike Squires, who's in the band now.
What?
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that either.
He's been like in the band for over a year now. He tours with them.
Okay, I'm learning all sorts of fun factoids today.
Yeah.
Thanks, Migs.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
The Daily Migs Show.
Coming up this Wednesday, it is the Daily Migs Show Day at the Mariners on June 18th.
Hey, I mean, last minute Father's Day gifts. Hey, you've been thinking about Dad? I got you tickets to take the day off from work and go to the Mariners game and hang out with us.
Steve, that's a great idea.
For a discount, too.
Every ticket sold also benefits the National MS Society, so people can head to KISW.com to get those.
The Daily Migs Show.
Throughout this lovely morning, we have received some texts and some calls from you that we just have not had a chance to get to yet, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So go ahead and give us a call if you'd like to chime in on something from the show or if you have something on your mind to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Now, we were talking a little bit this week earlier about rides, theme parks, things of that nature,
Six
roller
Flags,
coasters.
We're trying to figure out if there's a place to go when we go to Austin, Texas in a few months, and then some people are sharing their stories also.
And we have Trevor from Yelm checking in with the Rockaholics right now. You got some stories about rides, Trevor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's hear them.
You could say it's an extreme story. So, Puyallup Fair, the Extreme Scream.
Is that the bungee cord one, right?
No, that's the one that just you sit in a seat and it just shoots you straight vertical, yes, and then drops you up and down. But no bungees, I don't think. Anyway, so I'm a bigger guy, you know, like 6'4", 350. And I get on with my wife, and the tenant comes around, and he's, you know, locking everybody in. And I'm like, hey, I can't get this thing to click. And he's like, let me give it a shot. So he's like pushing down, and it won't click. And he goes, well, you know, we can refund you. Just go back to the booth. It is what it is. I'm like, well, let's give it one more shot. So I was like, I'm going to exhale as hard as I can. And when you see me, like, about to pass out, push in. And so he pushes it down, and it gets one click. And he goes, are you good? I'm like, yeah, let's go.
Oh,
so
boy.
He fastens the seatbelt, and then, yeah, go up. And I don't say I'd ever do that again.
Oh, my gosh.
But it held you.
Oh yeah, I was totally fine. I mean, I was S'ing bricks the entire time, but
but one click is enough.
I mean, not only is it, you know, I a lot of people say it's a scary ride, but when you add that little factor in there, yeah, it makes it a little more. It gives you a little more pucker power, you know.
I went online to make sure. Yeah, I know exactly the extreme screen is kind of like the Tower of Terror type, yeah, of ride. Yeah, where it just goes straight up and then go down. I think I did that once, and it was. But
I've been on the Tower of Terror as well. The big difference to those, though, is the Tower of Terror, you're like inside of a building, and the Extreme Screen, you're outside, actually exposed to the elements and everything like that. So I feel like it's a lot more scary.
It's a huge difference. I 1000%. I love the Tower of Terror. But when I did the Extreme Scream, I'm like, I don't like this. I don't like the fact that I'm like out. Like, I like the fact that we're in a pretend building, or you know what I mean? Like, and then the windows open, and then you have that. Like, it's a whole different vibe, even though it's pretty much the exact same ride.
Oh, 100%.
That, and apparently it's the 25th anniversary of the Extreme Scream was last year. So 26 years of them scaring people and making people's you-know-what skis pucker.
Right. Hey, I also did hear that they're bringing back the fair name. And they're taking it back to the Puyallup Fair because they're celebrating 125 years.
Oh, I love that. Nice. I miss the old jingles, do the Puyallup, and all that. Oh, that's awesome, Trevor.
Make the heart hit palpitate. Don't be late.
Pucker power. Oh, no, sorry. Do the Puyallup.
Speaking of pucker power, someone did text him wanting to know how everything went with the snakes because they weren't able to listen. So if for those that don't know, earlier this week, we started this whole quest to help you conquer your fear of snakes.
Yes.
And we had the fine folks over at the Woodland Park Zoo. They came in, and pretty much every morning around 9 o'clock, we've been trying to make you be less fearful of snakes. And was it on Wednesday? We had...
Wednesday, they were in here.
Yes, Cat.
You had a snake wrapped around your microphone.
I did. And in fact, I found a few of the highlights because somebody said, man, some of the sounds that Taryn was making while those snakes were in studio was amazing. So if you missed it, this was Taryn Daly being within inches of a python and a few other types of snakes as well. What kind of snake do we have here?
Here we have a corn snake. His name is Salem, and he is about 12 years old. Yeah, so they love to get a sense of their environment just like we do. This is a completely new space for him, so he's moving around to check out his environment and sticking his tongue out to get a smell of what's going on around him.
Oh my!
What's typically in their... Well, that was the first weird sound that you made.
Oh my!
What's typically in their diet?
He loves adult mice.
Oh,
that's his favorite.
Just like you, Taryn.
Oh my gosh. Look, he's licking your phone, Steve. Smelling. Wait, smelling.
Exactly.
Because I learned this. They smell with their tongue.
Look at his little tongue. He's like, ah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You went,
oh my God.
No.
I don't think I'm ready.
That song was so great.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You went,
oh my God.
No.
I don't think I'm ready.
You're not ready yet?
I don't think I'm ready yet. Oh my God. He's so close to me.
That tongue is pretty amazing. Their tongue is forked and it's letting their brain know what they're smelling, where they need to go directionally.
So how are you feeling? Wait a second. Are you doing a Darman impression?
What was that?
But did a ghost just come in the studio?
Directionally.
So how are you feeling there, T-Dog?
I'm feeling very nervous. I think I've just blacked out a little bit. Oh, my God.
But you did it. You did it this morning.
I did.
Yell the snake.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm cured of my fear, but I definitely feel more comfortable with snakes than I did at the beginning of the week.
Would you hold another one?
Maybe if my friends Kat and Alyssa from the Woodland Park Zoo were here to help.
Would you make this sound again if you held it?
Directionally.
Do I have?
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show with Taryn Daly.
Hey, you wanna like hang out?
And Steve Migs.
Can we swap kids for a little bit?
On The Rock 99.9 KISW.
Leon Draisaitl scored in overtime. Edmonton Oilers ended up coming back and beating the Florida Panthers 5-4 in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. The series is now tied 2-2.
Bach calls it. Cross-ice pass. Draisaitl puts it in. Score! Leon Draisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series 2 games apiece.
And a massive shout to Calvin Pickard, who got put in as their backup goalie, former Seattle Thunderbirds goalie, my former coach. Which yes. I think is funny. Way back in the day, the Thunderbirds did a fun thing with me where they were giving me goalie lessons. And it was Calvin Pickard that gave me the goalie lessons. And he was an awesome guy that I've always been rooting for him. So I hope he gets to hoist Lord Stanley's cup in the air.
We are loyal to the oil. Yes, this is a really crazy statistic, though. They are the first road team in 106 years to rally from a 3-plus goal deficit to win a Stanley Cup final game.
Wow.
I'm very proud of them. It's very exciting. And my son, he decided that he's going to be an Oilers fan because oil is needed for heavy machinery.
And he had this to say the last time we talked to him.
Showtime.
He sounds like a fired up Oilers fan.
He was very excited. So he was watching the game with me last night. Let's find out how into it he was.
Barrett, what just happened?
Goal.
Who scored it, though?
What's that team called again?
Florida.
Florida.
We do not want them to win.
Okay, first of all, he says very sad that the Florida Panthers scored. And what is he looking for, pie?
I don't know what he was reading a book. I have no idea what was happening. There was like too many things happening at once.
Clearly, hockey wasn't his focus.
No.
But then later on.
Yes, then later on, the Oilers were up 4-3. We're going to check back in with Barrett to see how things were.
Barrett, who is winning right now?
Can someone give me a blanket?
Yes, we'll get you a blanket.
Wow. Well, it's cold. You're watching
it's
hockey.
It's a little chilly.
Yeah.
Who? Oh, my gosh.
Oilers
are winning. What's the score?
3-4.
And how much time is left in the third period?
150,000 seconds.
What?
No, 1 minute and 1 second.
Okay, and so the game's almost over.
And who are we rooting for?
Oilers, which is winning.
Yeah, they are. Are you enjoying this game?
No.
I don't think we have a hockey fan.
Spoiler alert, though, he passed out on me and totally missed the overtime win.
Oh, well, at least he still won, though. Go Oilers.
Well, speaking of my son, Barrett, there was a criminal in the news who might actually be my son, Barrett.
Excuse me?
We will talk about it during the Daily Migs download after Ozzy Osbourne.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. I am still riding high from yesterday's performance from the Edmonton Oilers.
Loyal to the oil, Steve.
Apparently so. I did not think that was good. I was like, man, after they got spanked 6-1, you watch that game, they're down 3-0. I'm like, even I think Paul Bissonnette was just like, yeah, this is done. This is over. They pull their goalie. I think that just kind of like reignited the team's energy. Also, Calvin Pickard, former Seattle T-Bird, he is now 7-0 in the postseason.
Wow.
And I got to have a feeling, I could be wrong, I'm no Nostradamus, but I'm thinking that they're probably going to be playing him in Game 5. They come back from 3-0. They tie it. Then they're up 4-3. Then the Florida Panthers tie it. And then this happens in overtime.
Bach calls it. Cross-ice pass. Draisaitl puts it in. Score! Leon Draisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series 2 games apiece.
I cannot wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be Game 5, and it's going to be in Edmonton. You know it's going to be a madhouse in Edmonton tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. I wish we could take a field trip there, honestly.
Did you see the Vikings?
No!
There are these fans in the crowd. They're dressed like Vikings with these orange beards to match their Oilers jerseys, and they just looked like they should have been cut off after the first period. They were having the best time, and then after the game, it's like they refused to leave the arena.
Oh.
Also probably refused to leave because apparently it was like 97 degrees outside in Florida, which is perfect NHL hockey season.
Hockey.
Yes.
Yeah,
but oh, go Oilers.
Well, also from the wild world of sports, obviously a lot of hype around the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup, but ticket sales have not been as great as they thought they were going to
be. Danny, did you get tickets?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, that's not helping. You're part of the problem, soccer fan.
Honestly, like they put them on sale. They were so expensive. I didn't buy them. I was like, the Club World Cup, nothing. I wasn't that excited about it. Next year for the actual World Cup, way more excited.
Okay. I was wondering. I was like, man, I thought this was a big deal and nobody's buying tickets for it.
Well, apparently they already dropped some prices and then they've even closed some sections of Lumen Field or they've reassigned some sections of Lumen Field. So things are not looking that great.
I heard they actually moved the game to Bradley Lake Park over in Puyallup. It holds a good deal, 50 to 75 people.
Perfect.
It's going to be awesome. All right, Taryn, you might have to explain all this to me because you sent me this video. I watched and I'm like, oh hell no. The Washington State Ferry was traveling from Kingston to Edmonds and there's video footage of it all over like the news outlets. I went on Como 4 and I saw it and the ferry was rocking pretty fierce.
I mean, I have been on a ferry in a pretty intense storm before, and it was rocking significantly more than the experience that I had. I mean, just back and forth, looked like it could tip over. It was insane.
Now, the ferry, Washington State Ferries, they confirmed that there was an unusual motion. I'm like, thanks for confirming what we saw on video. But, you know, I appreciate you guys owning it. Not like they did anything wrong. They said it's not caused by the ferry itself. It's not like there was like a malfunction or anything like that. And they say incidents like this, super rare.
Yeah.
It would be pretty fun to be on if you knew you weren't going to get injured.
Well, and apparently there was some like naval ship that went through and they said it may have been traveling at a speed a little bit faster than it should have been and it caused this giant swell. So now I think it sounded like the Washington State Ferry, you know, group was going to be talking to the Navy to be like, what the hell was that? You know, because like maybe don't go that fast next time. It's not a regular wake that it puts out, you know?
Let's see how fast we can go past this ferry.
Oh my gosh. Scary times. Oh, police in South Carolina chased a stolen excavator down the highway.
Oh, yeah, we have audio of the person who stole the excavator.
Showtime!
At 3 miles per hour, by the way. It was traveling at 3 miles per hour.
Yeah, the cops were like, hey, can you stop driving the excavator? And the thief said this.
No.
No.
So like, no, wait, really? I mean, you're only going 3 miles per hour. We could probably walk on there and just handcuff you.
Still no.
Okay, Barrett.
Still no. It ended up getting stuck on a fairgrounds property, and they were able to arrest the guy, a 53-year-old driver, who was taken into custody.
Hey, tonight's game 4 of the NBA Finals. Let's go, Pacers. Are up 2-1 on this stupid Oklahoma City Thunder. Mariners at home. Can we start winning again? Yes, I think we're gonna. Mm-hmm. Taking on the Cleveland Guardians, and that's happening over at T-Mobile Park. As far as weather, 67 degrees. Be cloudy today. The DMB is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
Still no.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.